Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Hi, Jessica. So, I just want you to know that I've been really holding back this whole week because I know there's a new member of your family that's arrived, and I've seen pictures, and I even saw you on a Zoom with this animal, and I didn't say anything, and I haven't reached out. I haven't, like, I've really held back because I wanted to wait.
Space, like, for a newborn.
Exactly.
It's no joke. You know, I was late for the first time. I've really been trying to be on time, but I've been late this week to a couple things for us. Because I was trying to put this puppy down for a nap.
I didn't know you had to do that.
Okay, did you know that puppies get overtired and crazy and they don't know that they need to sleep? And so you have to put them down for a nap. This is no, I mean, listen.
No, listen, you were warned. I know a lot of people said, hey, a puppy's a puppy.
You and my best friend.
I wouldn't touch a puppy with a 10-foot
pole.
Listen to me.
You and my best friend, Brandy, okay? My best friend, Brandy, from high school is Slovakian. They do not keep their puppies inside, okay? They do not keep their dogs inside necessarily over in the home country.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't. I mean, on farmlands, you're not going to see a dog go inside. And it's really frowned upon here, but that is a thing. You know, there are kennels outside.
My mother, who had 14 brothers and sisters, they had like 5 dogs named Rex. They were all named Rex. There were so many children that they couldn't even come up with an original name. And that dog never saw an inside space. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
saw an interior.
This puppy is so adorable. It's insane. It's like created to maximum cuteness by this woman, Julie, from Pawtastic Doodles. And I cannot say enough about her. This puppy arrived, obviously is showered with affection.
Tell me everything. Like, I feel like we're skating over so many important details, and I want you to slow the fuck down. Like, because I've seen pictures of that insane, like, puff, that insane.
I never thought I'd be somebody
who, like, I don't even know what to say.
Well, yeah.
So slow down. Take me back.
Like,
and
I wanna,
there's not a detail that's too small for me in this moment.
I want to fashion a tiny leather saddle and have her riding Meatball, because that's how tiny she is. She fits in your hand. I never thought I would have a tiny dog. That's not who we are. We have this stoic schnauzer.
People.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's 24 pounds. I mean,
there's nothing to be said for small dogs.
There's something to be
said. Something to be said
for having something on you at all times. It's been so long since I had a baby, and it really scratches an itch. Now,
people
have been running out of the, so we go on the street and it causes a scene. It's
of
like
course.
What Meghan Markle must have felt like when she first landed in the UK. Like a construction worker got off his digger, in motion to come over and see the dog. Today, dropping off BB from school, of course, late. Of course, I didn't have my cell phone, so I had no COVID pass.
Didn't have that daily pass,
I said to her right before
she went
in.
Had to go to the office,
Like, I screamed, like, I gave you a cold quesadilla. I know you hate that, but I didn't have any other food. Like, and I've told you I'm done with school. Like, we're out.
School's
out for summer.
Summer has started. And whether the school calendar year chooses to, like, adhere to that, that's not my problem. But
it's like when you have, like, Orthodox Greek Easter. Like, I don't know. That comes sometimes a month later, like, or early. But, like, we're done. But anyway, there was a little girl crying, a fifth grader crying. And her mom had told me she was having just a horrible time post-COVID with school. And I said, I hear you. But anyway, she was crying. And I was like, does somebody need to hold a puppy? and she turned around and held it and stopped crying and went into school. And her mother was like, I've been trying to get her into school for 45 minutes. And I was like, am I really 45 minutes late? That's insane. But I was like, glad to be of service.
Wait a second. Okay, again, I feel like we're flying by. Take me back to what's the, first of all, dog's name, arrival. Like, just slow the fuck down, Jess. Just slow down.
I don't know if people want the nitty gritty, but the dog came with the name Clover, was born on St. Patrick's Day. Bibi and Dan are saying that that's not her name. For me, it's her name, whatever. But then yesterday, they decided, Dan and Bibi decided they'd like to name her after Eleanor Roosevelt.
Okay, I love
and
that.
And name her Eleanor, which...
I love that.
Which is very... And Eleanor Roosevelt was one of my first loves, you know? I wrote a very groundbreaking junior year paper about how she was a lesbian.
Wow.
Or at the very least, a bisexual. Went and read her personal letters, etc.
But those letters to that woman are erotic.
They are erotic, but at the same time, are they that different from the texts we send each other?
No, they're same, same.
So actually, I don't know. I don't know if I need to publish like a redact to that high school paper because I'm not sure now that I see how I behave.
I think in the context of that time and what we know about her, it's, yeah. You know, you read those with a different lens, but I agree. Like ours are much saucier if you think about it. You know?
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So her name is Eleanor.
Maybe today.
And so when you say she arrives, like I picture her coming off of a train with like a little satchel. Like where did she come from?
A man named Stephen couldn't be sweeter.
Stephen
brought her from Utah.
Drove?
He's a flight nanny. No, he takes them on the plane and arrives at LAX.
She got off a plane.
It's not that expensive. Gets off the plane. I'm standing in LAX like Love Actually. And he walked up and she was, I fell in love. Now, I'm telling you, it's like having a newborn.
No, because just as everybody told you, person tried to tell you.
I'm tired and I also don't know how to care for her. That's the other thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I wouldn't know. Kind of want Cody and Jordan to roll the tapes of the last of when you talked about having a puppy just a few weeks earlier and said, like, I'm done with people telling me how hard it is. Like, I'd love to roll back those tapes.
Yeah. And everybody keeps saying like, ooh, puppies, they're tough and horrible. And I'm like, it really is a perspective thing, isn't it? Like, yeah,
just the same when people would be like, get your sleep now when you're having a newborn. And I was like, no, I'm fucking excited for this shit. It's been a hard couple of years. I'm done with that shit.
Look at fun.
Shit all over my house.
Shit all over my house. And yes, there's so much joy. I don't know how to get her to pee where she's supposed to. I'll stand outside for 25 minutes, she does nothing, and then bring her in immediately, pees on the floor. But again, everybody's peeing on the floor. But when Uncle Josh came to visit her last night, one of the gunkles, I said, he took his shoes off, and I said, you're going to want to keep those on for multiple reasons.
Yes.
And he said, really? This I have socks no longer, on. And I said, no, this isn't a sock.
This is no longer
experience.
A home where you can roam freely. this isn't a home for humans anymore. But... this isn't actually a home. Like, we live in a kennel.
There are so many gates because I put one gate up for the playpen for her when she needs to cool down because she's like Sharknado. She comes after you with these teeth that are just like so sharp. So I put one pen for her, like a playpen. But then I realized you need to actually put a pen around Emma because Emma needs her Z.
That's what I wanted to ask about. How is Emma doing with this transition?
It was an hour before she realized there was a puppy in the house. So that's how much she needs her Z's. She's like Casey in that way. She needs her naps and
Emma and Eleanor. I mean, that's really special. Eleanor.
That's really special.
Bibi wants her full name to be Lady Eleanor Wigglebottom the Third.
Sure. Well, it's like Meatball's a Sergeant Meatball, but we don't always use that.
That's right. So, she said Lady.
To know about. Yeah.
Lady Eleanor Wigglebottom the Third. And that she said when she gets older, she wants her to be called Mrs. Wigglebottom, but she'll be a widow. So you could also call her the Widow Wigglebottom.
Oh, my God.
Because she said there would be questions about who her husband would be. And she said, but he's passed on, as they did in the olden days.
It's so funny because I have like a really strong, I don't know if I was a widow in a past life, mm-hmm. but like I have such a strong connection to like the character of the widow. And I'm sure it's because of like all the literature I read growing up.
Of course, there's always a dowager, like a dowager aunt or like Christine Baranski. You must see her in The Gilded Age.
I can't wait to. Right now, so I'm actually working through The Good Fight.
Oh, then you will Baranski, be
crying. I'm
damn it,
just
is
so
that woman
blown away by her. I can't
she try to have her on. Her. She won't.
Cannot take my eyes off. She's so busy. She's leading two series right now.
I know.
She's Mama on The Mia. Gilded Age and so on The Good Fight. But what I was going to say is, like, I have such a strong connection to, like, the identity of, you know, a widow and what it is to be, like, living your life as an older woman with no man. And to me, those characters, I mean, I will say, even though Marilla Cuthbert was not a widow, she obviously was never married, right. And lived with her brother, Matthew. But I so strongly identified with like that chapter of life as an older woman on her own, right. sort of like gossiping and wielding power. And
well, because in so many ways, they were free. That's the thing. It's like they were actually the free ones.
That's absolutely
managing the money left to them. If they were left, obviously, money. But if you weren't, then you were really fucked.
Yes, there was a freedom to their
obsession with that time is so weird.
So I totally understand now that Eleanor will become at some point. That is her destiny.
But she would still be called Mrs. Wigglebottom. You know, the Widow Wigglebottom is what she said. That'd be so weird. So God, anyway, I don't know how I'm going to explain that to people on the street, but for right now,
She's Eleanor.
Yeah. And I've also just been saying she's Clover because then I have the small talk entry of she was born on St. Patrick's Day.
Which is lovely. And Erin Gobrah, I love that she was born on St. Patrick's Day. Makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. But I think she's a wild one. I think she's wild. That's the other thing is we thought she was very
now, does classic. Julie from Potastic Doodles have anything to say about her personality or where was she given to you in terms of her training? So she's now like going to start her.
Yeah, but the thing about Julie that's so special, and you know, Julie, obviously, this is her divine gift is to raise these puppies. But because she felt like when she got sick, she was like, if I get better, I will devote my life to bringing puppies into the world and to the right people. So this dog's dad was is a therapy dog for a vet. And I think that's, very interesting. But she's been loved on, like you wouldn't believe. So what is so wonderful, and it reminds me of the newborn stage, is she looks at the world like, and we bring her out quite a lot, like the world is her oyster. Mm-hmm. Nobody has taught her that, you know, she's only the size of a palm and if she were to get out of her carrier, which she tries to do constantly, she would be instantly flattened. But she doesn't see herself that way. The Widow Wigglebottom moves through the world like, you know, she's the world is her oyster. So she's definitely, of course, she's alpha. She's very brave. She fits the energy of this home.
She's a St. Clair woman.
Yes. I'm really tired. I'm not going to lie to you.
So what's happening at night? I saw my sister go through this, Jess, with her
dog. I know. And I really need to text shocking. Her. I need to
Please reach out to her. Please reach out to her because she's a great person to talk to because she's so on the other side of it.
Yeah. It's just like being a mother. I'm telling you, like, It's motherhood. It's
absolutely
thankless cleaning up of poop and pee. Yes. Okay.
Now, I wouldn't mind seeing her on this Zoom screen right now. No, I don't know she's nearby.
It took me an hour and a half to get her to nap.
Okay, she's then down, let her be.
She's in her. Oh, that's the other thing. It has to be with you.
Can constantly. I see?
There she is. She's down in her crate.
Oh my God, Jess, can you get me any closer? Are there wires?
Because she's going to wake up. I'm terrified of her.
Is she biting or nipping at all?
Oh God, yes. I lay in bed like, I don't want to breathe. It's the same. I'm just brought right back. I was like, don't move. Dan, don't move. He's like, but I have to pee. I'm like, I don't care. Like, just hold it in the morning because like, you just don't want to wake the shark. Because then when she's out, like, you know, you have to play too with puppies. You have to play with them every like hour and a half. You've got to have a place. You know, I hate playing.
I don't play. Play is not for me. I'm I get paid to play, you know?
Yeah, soon you're going to be training her or something. I don't know. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if I hire somebody to come in and
I was going to say, Jess, Mary I Poppins think this is a wonderful thing to outsource.
Throw some money at. I think I might.
Yeah.
You know, because I just want to enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, I just want you to enjoy her.
Would it be weird to have a puppy nanny, you know, to like have someone come in and shadow her?
I don't think so. There definitely are dog trainers who are incredible where we live.
Yeah, yeah.
And I gotta get really help train a puppy. Now, see, I love Caesar. I'm a big fan of
the
Dog Whisperer. Me too.
I gotta start watching them again.
You should start watching them again. I mean, yeah. I don't think I've actually seen him train puppies. Like, that's such a different thing, too.
Totally.
You know?
Well, then also I have these fears that, like, for me, too, I keep saying it's the same. I was somebody who was like, I have to do this right. I have to do it right, but I don't know how to do it. So now, and I'm also like, okay, so I have all this information that I need to, like, scour the internet for, but I don't have any time to do it. But I'm terrified I'll start a bad habit. Like, you know what I mean?
God, it's so reminiscent.
It's just so reminiscent in such a beautiful way. I actually love the fact that it's me and the mayor Wigglebottom. Maybe that's the name. I don't know. But it's me and Wigglebottom. And like, we're going to figure this out. And as I was trying to drive home from school, drop off, and I forgot to bring her carrier. And she was literally like climbing up my neck. I was like, this is
so Jess, so meatball.
Yeah, give me the meatball.
You got
update.
It. And you know, it's really hard. Here's what's hard is I know I came on several episodes back ranting and raving about how he was being fat shamed and how I would never try to get a pound off this dog, you know, and I'm going to be totally honest. Like, he has lost a significant amount of weight and he's
happier, doing a lot healthier. Better.
he's behaving much differently. And like, basically, he has a new lease on life. So I know I know that I was really against it, projecting a lot of my own stuff onto him, but turns out
he's happier.
Yeah.
I would love to see like a People magazine article with a bulldog who's lost a significant amount of weight. You know what I mean? Their transformation, how they did it,
why they had to do it. Yeah, what it's like now, maintenance, all of
right.
It. So what's so interesting though, because you know, when Paul and I got Meatball, he was 100 pounds.
Yeah.
And super sedentary.
That was his story. He just wanted to lay on the floor and be a part of it. He didn't have to run around. He's just happy to be there.
That was the narrative. That was who he was. And what's so fucking crazy is now that he's gotten this weight off because of this massive surgery he had and having a feeding tube in him for over a month, I'm like, oh, you are not what we thought you were.
Does he like to play now? He likes to run?
Well, let's not get crazy, Jessica. Okay. Let's rein it in a little bit. Okay. No, I don't know him to play. Yeah. But he's marching around. He's got a pep in his step. He's definitely more engaged. He's more engaged in life. He's more engaged in the world around him. He's more interested in things. He's more of, dare I say it, a dog.
Wow.
you know? And yes. He wants to walk for longer. He wants to interact. And he's doing things that I never... So, you know, we were in bed the other day, like all the entire family. So yeah. Me, Paul, Gus, and Sam. And, you know, for me, that's where I always want to be.
Yeah.
Is in bed with everyone.
Me too.
You know, I want everybody who's in the home, all manner of person or beast,
get in.
To be in bed.
Even if you're, even the manicurist.
Especially the manicurist. You're right.
Okay. You don't want him in the bed, but you want him bed adjacent.
And I will tell you, something happened with Bao this past week because he was over. Of course, I needed an update. And he arrived at 8:30 and I said, obviously, head upstairs, bedside. And Paul texted and said, is there any way I can get in on that?
Oh my God.
And I said,
surprise.
Babe, you want a manicure? And he goes, actually, it was whenever I get a pedicure. And I said, 1,000%. Let me see what's available.
You two are perfect for each other. The only other man, honestly, and I don't mean, of course, men, self-care, every bit of it. The only other man I have ever seen getting a pedicure was Dustin Hoffman. BB and I were getting a, and there he was, buffed and shined as bright as the day. Yeah. Just
I love that for him and about him. I mean, I wish more men got, honestly, more men took better care of their nails. Because
Think
it's an area that they are not qualified to do on their own. You know, just because you're not necessarily putting color on your nails, or maybe you are. But, like, you doesn't mean they don't require the same level of maintenance.
Yeah.
So I said, babe, you can, I'm happy to book you a mani-pedi with Pal, but. You know, do you want it bed? And then Paul said, he's like, do I have to have it in the bed? Like, he thought maybe that was a requirement. And I said, no. You can go wherever you need to in the house.
Right. He didn't want to be that.
And intimate. I said, but if you do want it bedside, and I know deep divers, I just lost a lot of you, and you're so disgusted by
You've
me.
Even and, lost me. You and lost I think I maybe, me.
Get ready, Jess.
I was been lost.
So I had to say to Paul, I said, the thing is, if you do it in the bedroom, which probably would be easier because Bao is really set up here. I don't want him carrying his bin of water around. You know, he's really...
Yeah.
I said, I'll have to go to your side of the bed and go to sleep.
At 8:30 night?
Well, I knew by the time Paul got his, we were going to be looking at 11. I said, so...
Range. This is strange. This is strange. Why does Bao want to work till midnight? This is so strange. Maybe he does. Maybe those are his hours.
Well, I think that Bao works with a number of actors and understands the hours we keep or not in a number of artists. Like, listen, artists create at all hours of the night. You know, we can't
I know,
be
but you're not currently working. I don't need
That's
to keep
correct.
My That's wild.
Long story short, mine took so long because I don't know if you see it. I decided to do some nail art.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I don't know what deep divers. I'm here to report I will have to post it. And it's kind of like little girl. Like I feel like BB would love this.
Yeah,
like,
what's
it's
strange
a little bit
about
of a little
it is,
girl.
And I didn't see it when I saw you at the blogger. Thing mm-hmm. I saw that you had a beautiful pink color, but the bling doesn't get your until you get close
on it.
Until you get close,
and that's what's so to me what's so interesting about nails is like, boy, are they a reflection of what I need in that moment.
Yeah,
you know, boy, are they a visual representation of like where I want to go. You know?
And what is that saying? Is that a real fun kind of light?
It's
like
summertime,
cotton
babe.
Candy summertime.
Yeah, it's summertime, babe.
It's like it's I might like, be in the I might be Montauk. I might be Palm Springs. I might be
and it's
just
also
here
it's
and there.
Also, just like I'm not going to be. You're not going to be able to put my nails in a box, okay? That's like French mani.
That's what my point regular. Is. I thought it was actually quite subdued for you. That's when I saw it. I was like, huh, wow, that's almost the color I would choose.
Yeah, no, you missed the crystal.
And I missed the crystal, and that's great. I also want to just say something to you, which is...
What's up?
We had this event and you were like, I'm getting hair and makeup. And once again, I was like, I'm not going to pay for that. I don't need that. And I need to save my pennies. And so I not only did I not get hair and makeup, but I waited till the last possible minute to even get in the shower. So I had no choice but to pull it back. I mean, and I was wearing a dress. It's just not a home run. And here's the thing, guys. Go June or go home.
You know what's so interesting
about
that?
June, because you said, Jessica, can we take a picture? And I said no.
And didn't because I respect that choice? However?
You did, and I appreciated that because I wasn't camera ready.
Which
and
is
here's the thing,
so
guys.
Fine.
It is fine, sort of.
Yeah.
But my point is, if you have the feeling, maybe I should get a blow dry. If you can afford it, do it. Because it does affect how you enter a space. And when I was on stage, I was even slumping my shoulders down like, eek, don't look at me. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her. Look at her, please. You know, and so I really was, yeah, I was just like, huh, Jessica, when are you going to learn that lesson that coming correct feels good inside? Our outsides reflect our insides. And I was just, you know, I've been with this puppy. I have been like, listen, I kept Armando Iannucci waiting today for a half an hour at an ADR I didn't know was happening.
Whoa.
I was panicked.
Whoa.
Because I put it in the wrong day in my fucking calendar. I'm a little bit day late and a dollar short, but I just wanted to do that as a public service announcement to say self-care means a lot of different things, but it means giving yourself time to look the way you need and want to look to show up as your most confident self.
And that means a lot of different things for a lot of different
exactly.
people. I thought you looked actually gorgeous. And what's interesting, what you saying that is next to you, I kind of felt too done. And I was like, oh, why do I feel like I always have to do this? But I will say I do know for myself that, first of all, I do like doing hair and makeup.
No,
I
you
do,
look gorgeous. You look, know? And you know what though, too? It's saying to the event, you're worth it. And everyone else there was in their dress to their nines. And, you know, it's saying, you're worth it. I'm here. I'm bringing my best. Now, I loved what we said. And that is of course, it's the most important thing is what we're actually communicating.
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
But I just want to say, like, because listen, we're putting a call out, you know, for people to be getting out there and let's not skimp on the prep.
I totally see what's interesting about me is I go all the way or I go like basically no way. So I like right now you'll see me. I don't do one or the other or I rarely do.
Yeah.
It's like I'm fully getting ready or I'm not getting ready at all.
Yeah.
And my home clothes, I mean, you're looking at it right now, are really just the dregs. So I really respect.
I don't have a bra on. It's one
of my dress.
I haven't had time to put a bra on. What?
But I listen. I get it. We're in the comfort of our own homes. Again, that's why I have such an issue with so many people record like filming podcasts. Like, no. Let us. This is our space and our time. But I do know at this age what I need to feel.
Whole.
The way I want to feel.
Whole.
Yeah.
Like, so listen, if you guys know, like, there's a clam bake coming up. There's a Memorial Day barbecue. Let's start thinking about now. What do we have in our closet? Because I'm going to tell you, we've got gaps. Just like when we were in San Miguel and Bibi took an entire, literally, plate of spaghetti, put a fork in it, and tried to lift it to her mouth. And my dad's face was like, what the fuck? I was said, we have gaps in knowledge here because of the pandemic. Okay. She never taught her how to twirl.
I get it.
And there are gaps in our wardrobe that need to be addressed.
So
for us
true.
to get dressed
and get out there and get right.
Yeah.
You know, and get right. I totally agree. And I did a big purge and it felt amazing. And I was able
purge,
to sell a
but
number
then
of things.
Replace. But that's then the replace. Thing. Purge, but then replace.
So Meatball has started to try to get up onto our bed, which has been so shocking.
That's like somebody trying to scale like a 10-foot wall.
Essentially.
Wow.
He's also
God,
doing
he so
something.
Much better.
I think so.
He was in a lot of pain. I think his joints were in a tremendous amount of pain that you didn't realize.
And again, now we understand, oh, with that extra weight on him, because he's a bulldog and is prone to all these sorts of things, like it does, you know, turns out.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if I have to have Earwolf, like, pull that episode or go back and, you know, delete that content. you guys have to get weight off of him. And I am truly like, how would you like this weight to come off?
And the work it would take for maybe 2 lbs to come off? Would rather go into debt to get this surgery than try to get weight off of him.
Would rather go into debt to get this surgery to come off him.
Than try to get weight off of him.
Surgery to come off. Maybe 2 lbs.
All of you who told me to have him lose weight were right. You know, you were right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but doing the best we can. And he's... The interesting thing, too, is he's scrounging around for food. He's behaving. He never did that before.
Really?
He never looked around for food. Now he's, like, interested in seeing what's on the ground. And
maybe because he knew that if he had to live for the next 100 years on what he had in his body, he could.
Yeah.
You know.
But, boy, we've been through something, and... You know,
I told you it was not his time. It wasn't
I know
his
you
time.
Said that. You
now he's going to have a whole new lease on life. Isn't that wonderful?
It really has been. And yeah. I am very thrilled to give him this, you know, this new chapter. Now, what we're spending on this special dog food.
Oh, I know
would
all
knock
about that.
Your socks off.
No, it won't, because I go to a place called the Petstaurant and Emma eats. I could eat this food. It's
no,
human grade.
1,000%.
I can eat it. I can see it. There's like chunks of like juicy turkey and
Jessica,
real.
I can't believe what this costs.
Yeah, it's truly insane. But I actually think this food has been a big component of Emma coming back to life, because it is true that the food we feed our dogs is terrible for them. Mostly.
Well, yeah, I witnessed that. I mean, he was on kibble and it never occurred to me to feed him anything else. And
that, of course, me neither, until the chemo. And then I spoke to this woman who, when I was starting the journey of do I give her chemo, do I not? And this woman had gone to this man at the Petstaurant who I guess is, you know, treats dogs with nutrition, human grade. Everything in his store can be eaten by a human. And he said, and she said, all I know is my dog was given like 3 months to live. We changed his diet and he's still around and it's 2 years later. Because I think what we give them creates so much inflammation and is so bad for their bodies that possibly we could be getting another however many years out of them.
And you know, the other public apology I want to, Jordan said, my friend spends $600 a month on her two dogs.
That's
dog is better than she does. Yeah. I mean, like, I understand these numbers. Believe you me.
Yeah.
I understand these numbers. I also want to issue a public apology. Like, I think before I had Meatball, I was, I don't know. I think when people would equate dogs to children and I just,
you didn't get
I really
it.
Didn't get it, Jess.
You didn't get it.
I didn't
you couldn't.
Get it. And I judged it, I think, a little bit.
Of course you did. You're judging me because I have a puppy, but I have to work through that judgment every 2 hours when I'm awoken.
Fuck.
Last night, Dan decided to go rogue and said, I think we can put her in the crate, but leave the door open to this like exercise pen, and she will just pee like a human being and then put herself back to bed. And I said, it was one of those things where I'm like, I have to see this out, even though I know this will be a disaster, but I have to get this out of his system. So I said, well, I'm going to sleep down there because I'm not going to be able to sleep if there's like crazy yelping. What I woke up to a crime scene. And also to every 2 hours, she was like, what's up, doc? It was a living nightmare. So we won't be doing that again, but it's just like a newborn. You try shit. One size doesn't fit all. I'm going to try something new. I even thought for 5 seconds about getting back those old garbage bags. And I'm not joking. And putting it on our kitchen windows.
Oh my God.
So this dog doesn't wake up at 5 a.m.
Oh my God, Jess, this is really haunting me.
And it's not just you throwing puppy shame at me. My best friend, Brandy, I
don't think I've said anything.
No, it's not what you say. It's what you
what
don't.
I'm not saying. I know. I know. No, I'm glad we can be. I'm glad we can be honest about this.
I get it. I'm alone. I'm all alone. You know, I'm all alone with this. And that's fine because all I need is me. As I cleaned up the 17th accident last night, all I need is me.
It's so hard. I want to support you, but there's definitely a block.
God.
There's definitely a block for me. I think the thing is, because I saw what my sister went through. I saw my sister, first of all, I was with her when we picked up her puppy. And I saw that woman in the throes of the pandemic. And she was all alone. Her husband was away. I saw her for the first couple months of that puppy. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Dan was in town for 10 days. And I'm so scared. I'm so scared. I know. And you said something like, you said, oh, Deanna's wearing the dog or something. And I, that little detail stuck in my head. And I'm wearing the dog too around to do errands, to do the dishes.
Please take a picture of that. I need to see that. It's just so hard because I think the cultural understanding of puppies is like cute, cute, cute. And the same with babies. But it's like when you're fucking in it, are you able to touch down on those, that joy?
Oh, yes. Well
that's
yes,
great.
Because they're hilarious. That's the other thing is they're very funny and yes. They're so entertaining. But I will tell you, your children are entertained for about 2 minutes. And then they're like, can I watch Bob's Burgers? And you're like, no, you can fucking watch the dog. You can teach it how to sit, you know? And they're just like, oh, I'm done with that. Like, it bites me. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. I got to do the dish. Anyway, yes.
Yeah.
The joy is there. This dog is like the cutest thing in the world. But my God, am I tired. And moms, we don't have a lot of extra time. Okay.
No, we don't. We don't. And
we don't have any.
And I just want to say, although you obviously you did pick up on some judgment, and I get that, and I, you know.
I'm not sorry for it, but yeah. It's more sorry. Like it is. Are you
it
sorry
is for what it is? It is what it is. But I am, what I'm clear on is that this is, this passes. And that's really great news.
It does.
Like,
and that
what you're in will go.
And now I get what people talk about with the second child.
Yeah.
Because I can handle any. First of all, if it brings BB joy in this, at the end of hopefully this very dark time, I'm on board for doing whatever I have to do. That's what moms do. But also it's temporary. Things are temporary.
It's temporary.
And that's a lesson that I didn't have when I had a newborn. You know, I really was like,
that was so hard for me. Yes.
Yeah. And
I think that's my big life lesson in general is accepting that things change, accepting impermanence, accepting just like, it's this way right now. This is the way it is right in this moment. But it doesn't mean that in the next moment, it won't be a different way. And by the way, because the other part I struggle with is like what I have, the amount of joy I have in my life, my children, you know, I can't look at pictures of them, like all of the sort of grief I have around how much I love this time, I'm like, it is going to change. My experience of them will change. But who's to say, honestly, that it won't be better?
Well, if you look at Pam Fryman, world's best mother, I come over there and she's got eight of her daughter's friends having dinner and like sitting for 8 hours in their backyard because they love to be together.
Like that's,
and just watching those girls become the most beautiful, accomplished women. I mean, that, yes, if we can have that, yes, it gets better and better and better.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Definitely.
For right now, there's poop everywhere.
Right now, it's like that. You know, it's like that. These are facts. It's like that. You know, and I do tip my hat to you, Jess. I don't necessarily agree to you and your circumstances, you know, but I give you a tip of the hat.
Thanks. I appreciate it. The only friend who's doing a good job of supporting me is
who?
Lennon.
I'm surprised about that. I didn't expect her.
Well, that's my point. I think deep down inside, she also thinks it might be a mistake, but she is really doing a good job putting me first. You all are not.
No, we're not.
And I do like to sometimes say, wow, that one rose to the surface, and I'm going to give her props because the rest of you are failing miserably.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. So one of my friends told my other friend, these are my girlfriends back in New York, to get a puppy. And she was kept on sending her rescue puppies. And then I got off the group chat and I went on to a side chat with her. And I said, don't you fucking dare get a puppy right now. You know, and she goes, don't worry, I won't. I go, okay. Because I couldn't tell what was going on there. But I got to go around this energy because it's dangerous for you. And she was like, got it. So, you know, it's hard. I think that we want to blindly support our friends and our girlfriends, but sometimes we can't. And I am glad that you have that in Lennon.
You have to outsource. This is why
you have to outsource. Cannot just and have to be one honest, friend. Jess, if I tried to, it would ring false.
And it does. It does. It does. It really does. My friend Brandy too. She keeps just sending memes or like even in the how's that little bundle of fur? I'm like, I already know.
No, and I know, and what I'm really worried about is that you're going to now not share with me just how bad it is.
I won't.
Oh, man, wow.
Okay. No. Scroll back the tape. Of course I will. I can't stop complaining. Dan asked me if I could complain just a little less, and I said, no. No, I can't. I have to complain all the time about everything. I just do. Okay? I just do.
Wonderful. So I'm actually glad because then I got worried. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's not going to share because maybe you'll see something in my eyes, some sort of knowing glance that will upset
I already know
even
it's
more.
There. So okay. It's not like it's going to be a discovery for me. It already exists. So I'm just going to, you know, keep going forward with my life and just understand that judgment is always coming towards me from the people that I love the most.
And listen, not that this is exactly the same, but I know people have feelings about some of my ways and having bow upstairs. And I know that
exactly.
It's not
for everyone. I told you it's strange.
It's very strange.
Yes.
That I proposed sleeping in the bed with my husband, getting a pedicure from another man next to me.
Bizarre.
And putting my little eye mask on and going night. And putting a little podcast in to have my friends with me. I know it's weird. I also want folks to know, though, that Bao has been with me for many, many years. Like, I don't start off this way. Not everybody's invited into the bedroom. But when you have a relationship like I do with a technician who, you know, who's been with me through thick and thin. Our relationship is able to withstand a bed, you know, and be under covers.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I understand that. I do know that you did have a meeting with a prominent actress once over Zoom that she took.
She was in her bed.
Under the covers.
that she, at one point during the meeting, put sheets over her cabeza.
And I was very upset.
It was on a gigantic screen, too. You guys were in a conference room. Upset. And she was under the covers listening to your pitch. Okay? That happened.
And
to
I
you.
Would never do that.
No.
Would never do that to another person.
Except
now, have I been on certain Zooms cam off in the sauna bed?
Yes.
But camera off. Camera off. Just listening. It's sort of like listening to a podcast.
Yeah, it is. It really
you
is.
Know?
God damn it, June. I love you so much. I have to go and get on a call with something for BB, and I have to put on a bra. I mean, that's just it. I got to take off this Varsity Pickle t-shirt, and I got to put on a bra. It's one.
Listen, Jess, what I want to touch down with you on next time. So deep dive, stay tuned for our next episode, because I really want to get a better understanding of some of your organizational systems. And I know.
Well, we're having Life in General, the owner and founder of Life in General on.
And I know that's for, you know, the like folding of things in our closets and organization. But I'm talking about, I want to know what's happening with the calendar. I want to understand a little bit more. Yeah.
And before I go, there's something I'm going to try, and I'm going to tell you about it before I try it, which is my way, because it sounds great. There is one of the life coaches I follow, and it's called the Life Coach School Podcast.
Another it's for school?
It's their best friends.
School of Self-Care and the Life Coach
School? School of Self-Image and the Life Coach School.
How many different schools are you attending? Okay.
They're best friends. I don't pay a fee for this one, but I thought about it. It's just too much money right now. But anyway, she does this thing called Monday Hour One, where for an hour Monday morning, she writes down every single thing she has to do that week. Every single thing. The list is exhaustive and like extremely overwhelming. Then she goes into her calendar and places all of those items. And then she sticks to it. And
we do something very similar at Jan Club, which is called our planner sprints, where you plan out the entire week.
That's it. And she says it works. Now, Monday hour one, obviously I was like shot out of a cannon. And so I haven't even gotten the hour to do that. And she said that's an excuse she hears from a lot of unsuccessful women, that they don't even have the time to put the plan in action.
But I feel like I'm going to
try that. I'm going to try that today. I'm going to find an hour and put those things, because that's how you put your workout on the schedule. That's how you get it done.
Listen, drip, drip, drip fills the bucket. I've always said that. Now, Jess, I am excited about that for you. And I also want to say this as sincerely as I can, with not a glint of satisfaction or smugness, but let me take a second and just really collect myself. I really hope that better days are ahead with the puppy and that the puppy. I really do.
I no, of course.
I want to get for
this,
you.
I'm going to get this under control.
I want that for you. So I wish you the best, Jessica. Truly.
I appreciate this. If this was an audition and I was looking at your tape and I was trying to see, are you really touched down and connected? I'm going to tell you that I might call you back, but I don't know if you're going to get the job.
Because you know what I think it is? It's like, I think I'm an actor in this role who could do it, but I'm not giving you the essence. It's like some actors you watch and you're like, oh yeah, they're acting really well. And some you watch and you're like, oh, they're just that character.
They're embodying it. You can't embody it yet, but let's try it. Let's see if we can't get there. Okay? That's some helpful feedback. Deep Divers, we love you so much. We'll see you next week.
Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go diving deep. Let's go on the deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica going deep. How happy, there you go. Oh, really deep. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go diving deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free one-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support this show is to rate and review.
And a huge thank you to Ann Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnnGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more.
We'll see you next time.